Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Hoo-wah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. We are proud Americans. Here's what we have for you this hour. We're going to start by talking with General Paul Valley about our southern border and some other issues. Then Marines Gill and Skip will discuss the border in a book. And of course, we'll conclude with military history and our self-defense report. So it's a pleasure to introduce General Paul Valley. He, like me, is a Vietnam vet. He served in a number of key positions in our military, and in recent years, he's been very active in a number of movements trying to get our military back to being a combat-ready organization as opposed to one with a political correctness focus. So welcome, General. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Danny. It's great to be back with you again.
So to start by giving us a quick summary of your time in Mother Army.
Well, I started out after I graduated from West Point in 1961, going to Airborne Ranger School, Infantry Basic, and I was assigned to the 82nd Airborne in Germany at that time. Served there for 3 years and then returned from there, went to Vietnam in June of 65, did two tours in Vietnam. And then, of course, later I got promoted to Brigadier General, commanding some special operation forces, retired as the Deputy Commanding General, U.S. Army Pacific. And then I went to Fox News for 8 years. I was a senior military analyst until about 2008. And I've been chairman of the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation since 2007 that General McInerney and I formed. So that's sort of a quick synopsis.
Okay. As we sort of alluded, there's a number of insane things in our nation right now that's affecting our military in all kinds of crazy ways. I'd like it to start on the southern border because that hits all kinds of things. And I'd also like to get onto the wokeness that's being forced in our military. So let's start on the southern border, since Texas seems to be standing up and fighting, fighting is maybe not the quite the right word, to protect we citizens, not just Texans, and what 25 other states have sent or offered their National Guard to go. That's an interesting situation.
Well, it's something that could have been done 3 years ago when this all started. And at our foundation, we encourage the governors to form an alliance and to protect their borders. And finally, now in Biden's fourth and final year, hopefully, we've seen the biggest surge in the history of illegal immigration, illegal border crossers coming in. But let me go back to 2017. At that time, the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation and our staff, we put together a border plan called Operation Sinaloa for President Trump. We sent that to him, and he accomplished almost everything on the defense of the border, more border walls, giving the border patrol stay in Mexico, and all those things that Trump laid out, which, of course, Biden did away with as soon as he came into office. But our plan, Danny, called for an offensive operation, and even more true today than ever. The cartels are an international force. They have better equipment than the Mexican army. They're in a multi-trillion-dollar enterprise around the world. They are paying and the illegals to cross our southern border, and now, of course, many coming across our northern border. But our plan called for offensive operation, a special operations plan, including joint operation forces, Air Force, Army, and that was to take down the cartels in the Sinaloa area. Part of that was to send the 1st Armored Division down from Fort Hood, Texas, to completely surround and isolate the provincial areas down there in Sinaloa. And so that plan was never executed because we didn't have the Defense Department involved. General Milley said about my plan, he said, well, the border is a police operation. So I came back and I said, what police are going to take down the cartels? They got all this equipment. They got all these different weapon systems now, drones. They have a superb communication system, some of the best weapons in the world. So that holds true today. The Defense Department has been very negligent in forming a plan to defend our borders and to take down the enemy, the cartels. And so here today, what we see what's happening.
Yes, sir. And it truly is an invasion. I mean, if nothing else, the cartels, which are evil groups who basically control much of Mexico, we're enriching them, we're allowing them to get enriched and to impact on our nation. Why would we let anybody do that?
Because we're negligent. Our national security team is negligent. The White House, the Pentagon, Mayorkas, and I hope they find him guilty of treason along with Biden for aiding and abetting enemies of the United States, which are the cartels working with the Chinese. And so when you have negligence and you don't stand tall and protect America, that Governor Abbott and the others are doing right now, and then this is what happens. It's all been planned out. The cartels control the Mexican government. So if we go on an offensive operation, we've got to keep it close hold. 2 o'clock in the morning, General Boykin and I at Special Ops, we could put together a plan to take the cartels down in 7 days. They're out of business.
You know, how would we feel if Canada or Mexico were supporting big crime organizations in our country?
Well, they are. Trudeau is supporting it. He works very closely with the Chinese. His country is run amok with the illegals coming in through Vancouver, British Columbia. And then, of course, the northern borders of Canada into New York State and Vermont and so on, coming down into New York. And so they're all culpable. They're all working to really influence cross-border people coming in. And we're paying now. There's another $52 million bill New York has, and they're going to give and have given paid credit cards and support. They're staying in the hotels at $200 a person per day, but it's totally out of control. But when you don't have leadership and you don't have a strong president, or you don't have generals and admirals that can take charge, this is what happens. And now we see the sorry state we're in.
Yes, sir. This is Colonel Denny Gilman, Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking with General Paul Valley. I am just horrified that the senior leadership in our military, I'm talking about uniform, not just civilians, haven't stood up and said no or resigned or gone public, or somehow we've lost the duty, honor, country concept in our leadership. How do we get that back?
Well, we take it back by putting good leaders in it. And when Trump gets elected, he's got to get rid of all these 3- and 4-star generals that have gone woke, that were basically promoted under the Obama era. And today we see him as 3- and 4-stars. Obama, he basically purged about 120 senior officers out of the military. Obama has been the greatest threat to America, changing America forever, guilty of treason. That's why our new book that's out, Treason in America, Invisible Treason in America, the dismantling of America by these treasonous people. And we hope that we'll be able to try them sometime for what they've done to this country. They're criminals as far as I'm concerned. But there again, we've got to replace the leadership. We're working on a plan for Trump right now. And one of those is to awaken the American people, change the image of the military. The image is just terrible now. Recruiting, reenlistment's all down. We're not sure we can win any war. We haven't won a war since World War II, by the way, with these generals and admirals. And so they're an embarrassment. General MacArthur, General Patton would be turning over and are turning over in their graves as they see these kind of weak, woke senior officers that we have. And it's gone down to the academies now. That's why we formed the MacArthur Society, MacArthurSociety.org. And people should go there. It's brand new. But there's a number of West Point graduates now standing up along with Air Force Academy graduates under General Bishop in the STARS program to restore duty, honor, country, the honor code at West Point, get rid of the CRT training. And by the way, Danny, when we question these senior officers like the superintendent at West Point and the others like at the Air Force Academy, they deny that CRT, DEI is even being taught. And we know it is because the cadets have told us from inside information. So these general officers today, they don't care about duty, honor, and country anymore, it seems. That's why they've got to be taken out of the equation and bring in probably a number of retired generals. I think that's what we're recommending to President Trump. Bring back some tried and true leaders that are retired and bring them back in and restore integrity to our Department of Defense. Matter of fact, we want to change the Department of Defense to the Department of the Armed Forces of America, a new image. So we have a lot of things we're doing at the foundation to help our future leader once he's elected this year.
Thank you, sir. There's more to discuss about our nation's mess, and General Valley's going to stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gilliam on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's time to do some knee bends. Go halfway down, do about 40. Do this well-thinking, patriotic thoughts. We'll be right back. Friends, there's not too many things I enjoy more than helping veterans and eating great beef jerky. Now I can do both. My good friends at Tango3.org and America's Best Beef Jerky use the highest quality beef to make the best jerky I've ever tasted. Trust me, I've eaten a lot. But that's not all. They give 100% of the profit to veterans programs, mental health and suicide prevention. Go to americasbestbeefjerky.com and order now. And at checkout, check the Frontlines of Freedom promo code.
For over 10 years, Concerned Veterans for America has been fighting for better health care options for veterans.
Thanks to our thousands of activists around the country, we've been able to expand options for veterans who use the VA for their care.
But there is more to be done, and you can help. We need voices just like yours to call on Congress to continue reforming the VA and empowering veterans with more choice over their care.
Learn more and join the movement by visiting cvafrontlines.com. That's cvafrontlines.com.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with General Paul Valley on some of the crazy things that our nation is presently enduring. Actually, our nation is, but our military is enduring. You know, we were discussing the wokeness. You know, we're more concerned about enlisting people who want to change their genders and we'll pay them to come in. We'll pay them while we pay for their surgery. What does that have anything to do with being combat ready? It seems that we have lost the combat ready focus. And it's pretty clear to me that all the bad guys in the world know we've lost it. And that's why so many bad things are happening right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, it's all been planned out, Danny, by the left-wing ideologues that are influencing everything on our campuses, in our corporations, and throughout the promotion through Biden and the executive branch, where they've dictated that they will teach us DEI. And, you know, we had now the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, when he was chief of staff of the Air Force, said he wants to go down and have less white pilots and have more pilots of color, not based on skill to fly the airplane and all of that. But that's how bad they are. And we outline, if you go to MacArthurSociety.org, you'll see everything we put out about what's happening in the military and why our organization is following the line that leaders like Joe MacArthur has set. So we've got a lot of work to do this year, but we're in deep trouble. They're even trying to convince the military not to support Trump if he's elected. So these are all treasonous events, sedition events, as far as I'm concerned. And that's where our book is coming out. A new one's coming out, by the way, Danny, called Beyond Treason, The Dismantling of America. And that will be out in February. But all of our books and writings can be found on our website, which is standupamericaus.org, standupamericaus.org.
We've got to look at that stuff. You know, when people do this political correctness stuff, if you or your child had to have eye surgery, would you pick the eye surgeon group that was the most diverse or the one that was had the best record of doing effective eye surgery?
Well, obviously, you know, common sense, you want the most skill. But when you have ideology guiding things, Denny, rather than the real world activities to solve. The other book we wrote is called The Reality Prison. We have to solve these problems from a reality prison, not a political prison. Everybody in Washington wants to solve everything politically. And you can't do that when you have so many problems now and you have threats against the United States. We got a real challenge, that's for sure.
Yes, sir, we do. And I think the world is as threatening to the existence of the United States right now as it's certainly been in my lifetime. Virtually every bad person, I've used that in the sense of different countries and their leaders, have sensed that we're weak and disabled and not functional. We're broke financially. Our military doesn't even have enough ammunition to conduct a war if we had to, because we've given it away. This is a terrible thing. You were talking about our military. A young man I know that I've been a bit of a mentor to, he really believed that the Lord was leading him to go in the military. He really wanted to go in the Army, so he did. And when he graduated from basic and AIT, I talked to him. And this kid was an athlete in school, a good, you know, high grades, all that kind of stuff. He couldn't believe the low quality of people that were in his classes and were graduating.
Yeah.
So I told him, well, one good thing is hopefully in a year or so, we'll be turning things around and we're going to need some good people in the ranks to promote. And you'll likely be one of the best ones.
But these young leaders at the academies, they need to have good, solid leadership and skill training to be leaders to defend this country. You know, here, if you look at the world affairs and look at the threats abroad, you know, you have a Putin and you have Xi in China. They're playing a high level of chess.
Yes.
Biden and group run by Obama, the puppet master, are playing a low game of checkers. I mean, this is a big difference. We are so incompetent in the leaders in the executive branch. And the rhinos, the Republicans. I mean, that's why I'm a big MAGA supporter. We've got to get more people to make America great again. It's not a negative thing. It's a positive thing. And whether you like President Trump or not, or his attitude, or sometimes, well, I don't like what he says. Look what he did and look what he can do. He's the only leader today that can set this country in a more positive direction beginning after his election in 2024.
Yes, sir. I don't like a number of things President Trump has said, but my mother used to confront me in saying, your actions speak so loud, I can't hear what you're saying. And I like almost everything that he did.
Yeah.
So my mother is still ruling in that area. And yes, I support him.
It's important what he does.
Yes.
You know, he's got a New York attitude, and I grew up in the Northeast, so I understand all of that. But, you know, he's a fighter. I mean, he knows how to solve problems. That's what we need. And you got lightweights like Nikki Haley now, and, you know, and I mean, we just can't have anybody like that lead our country because they're not capable. None of those people are running on the Republican or Democratic ticket are capable of leading America, leading us back to a nation of strength, a spiritual awakening that we need in America. So, anyhow.
Yes, sir. I wish I could disagree with you, except you're absolutely right on. We're about out of time. Talk to us about Stand Up America US. What is it? What do you do? I know you've got books. Talk about that for a minute. Tell us again how
sure.
to plug in.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Back in, I guess, 2006, 2007, it was after General McInerney and I wrote a book called Endgame, How to Defeat International Terrorism. And we put that out in 2004. It's still for sale, by the way. But we were right on everything we said about international terrorism and terrorist groups that were upsetting the apple cart, not only in the Middle East, but around the world. So we decided in 2007, at a meeting in Washington, D.C., that we'd form a new organization called Stand Up America U.S. And the whole purpose of that mission was to get people to rally around America remaining strong, abiding by our Constitution, dealing with integrity, honesty, and trust. And so since that time, we've grown into a multi-level organization, our publications department. We come out with a newsletter every Saturday morning. It's opened in 25 different countries. We probably reach 4 to 6 million people a week with radio show interviews, our newsletter, the articles, our books, and our books are all on sale. Get them at standupamericaus.org. Don't just say Stand Up America, because that was formed by George Soros in 2015 to counter what I was doing with the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. So we can't get them mixed up. So you got to put the U.S. in there.
General,
and donate to us. We thrive on donations. That's the only way we live and breathe. So help us out when you can.
Yes. General, thank you for sharing this important information today. Thank you for your service to our nation when you're in uniform. But thank you for the fight you're involved in leading now. We need to save our nation. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny. We'll do it again.
Coming up next on Front Lines of Freedom, Marines Gil and Skip will present The Border in a Book. Then we'll open our weekly mailbag. Troops, I hope you're giving serious thought to buying gold and silver to keep your future more secure. Check out Universal Coin. That's where I go, universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. On Front Lines of Freedom, troops, it's time for one-arm push-ups. Just do a dozen with each arm, twice, and take a break, but stay in the area. I'll be right back.
Fellow Americans, we need your help. PatriotFoods.com. We are fighting for the American farmer. U.S. only fruits and vegetables from your soil. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Use your promo code FREEDOM and you get 10% off today. Support your U.S. farmer. Promo code FREEDOM, 10% off. Thank you so much.
It's great food. I eat it. This is Colonel Danny Gillum. PatriotFoods.com. Promo code FREEDOM.
HealthVet.net was created to be the nation's number one resource center for all veterans, active military, and families. At HealthVet.net, you'll find up-to-date information on benefits available through the VA, resources on education, employment, health and wellness, and more. Find hundreds of nationally recognized organizations offering discounts on products and services, as well as local organizations from attorneys to yoga studios. You'll find them at HealthVet.net. Visit HealthVet.net for all your family's needs.
Do you have a story inside you yearning to come out? As a self-published author, you are free to creatively distribute your book online or using your own professional connections. White Feather Press will publish your manuscript and set up online distribution, allowing the author to retain all copyright and distribution rights as well as all profits. Check out White Feather Press at publishyourdream.com. White Feather Press, reaffirming faith in God, family, and country.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. Now it's time for the Marine B&B. Marine Vet Gil Mazza, a retired border patrolman, will discuss our nation's southern border. Welcome, Gil.
Good morning, Colonel.
And Marine Vet and author Skip Coriel will discuss an interesting book. So welcome, Skip. Well, you've already been on the show, so I don't have to say welcome to you, do I?
No. Gloss over me, Colonel.
Okay, gloss,
politeness gloss. Necessary.
Gil, you're up. Given the millions of unknowns that have crossed over our border, how can there be anything but more crime here? Maybe we're going to get some good legislation that'll straighten that out. What can you share on that?
Well, in the beginning, Colonel, you'll remember that we were sold the idea that the more illegals that we allow into the country, unvetted by the thousands daily, that this country would benefit, that we would be all better off. Well, how's that working for us right now, right? Every major institution has been completely overwhelmed, completely changed now to accommodate illegal aliens. And now we're facing a bill that's coming out of the House and Senate that is so monstrous, so, you know, against legal immigration that I don't even know where to begin.
Well, one thing's for sure. It doesn't have anything to do with making our border secure, does it?
Not at all. We've seen crime go up. We've seen our medical expenses go up. Our schools, you know, the education system was already a mess before, and it now even more so with this complete influx. So our country has become a border country. There's no more border towns. There's no more border, right? But the thing about it is that the thing that's most maddening, I think, is the idea that all of a sudden, we have to negotiate for border security. We have to fight the other side to actually get someone to step up and say, okay, this border needs to be secure. And then the one thing that seems to be non-negotiable is stopping the illegal flow 100%. Like we have to somehow allow for 5,000 to 6,000 to 7,000 to 8,000 per day to still keep coming in. Why is that?
That's a really good question. I mean, I don't remember. Did our country survive really well before we allowed them all in?
I think it did. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, we're for legal immigration. We're for people that want to come to this country, that do want to, you know, make a life, become American citizens, learn the language, accept our culture, add it to their own. But this is not what's happening here. We're importing individuals here that could care less about this country. And I mean, look at it right now, how for some reason, if you're an illegal alien in this country, you get a complete diplomatic immunity from all crime. You got people beating up cops. You got people literally hurting people on the streets daily in New York. And nobody wants to lift a finger to prosecute these guys.
You know, that's beyond stupid. But that is what's happening. And Congress seems to be ready to pass a bill that will only formalize the coming in of illegals.
It doesn't formalize it. What it does is it repackages old laws and then it reshapes those old laws to actually accommodate more illegal entries. And here's the icing on the cake, Colonel. and this comes from my neck of the woods, the Border Patrol Union has endorsed this bill, and it hopes for its quick passage. Now, I don't know if the union president, Brandon Judd, has either even read the material, but I can tell you that his endorsement of Secretary Mayorkas, his endorsement of this administration, and their endorsement of this bill is now being used against those of us who want border security to say, see, even the Border Patrol Union wants this. And I can't even begin to tell you how, I believe, corrupt that's become.
That's a gentle way of putting it, my friend. A very yes. gentle way of putting it. So we, the people, have got to get in touch with our Congress critters and senators and everybody and say, stop this. What else could we do?
First of all, we got to figure out a way to legitimize our election process from the top down, from the bottom up. If we don't do that, there's always going to be doubt cast. And it seems like other countries have got it figured out. We have the technology to do this the right way all the way across the board. But then we have a vested interest from certain people to make sure that, first of all, we import as many illegals as possible. Secondly, we grant blanket amnesty right before the elections. And third, get these guys in a voting registrar to vote more than likely Democrat, because that's the consensus. They're going to vote Democrat. If any one of them was going to vote Republican, trust me, there would be a wall up to the moon.
Good point, Gil.
Good point. Okay. Well, so our border is at least as big a mess as possible, and maybe it's going to be formalized so it can remain a big mess.
Well, it'll be formalized to become a bigger mess, I promise you.
Okay.
Well, that works. If you think that's possible, and they take that as a challenge.
Barf. Thanks, Gil. I appreciate you, bro, even if you are a Marine.
I'm sure, Colonel. I'm sure.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're doing the Marine B&B with Gil and Skip. Okay, Skip, you're up. You've got a book about the last Christian?
Yeah, Colonel. Very interesting book. It's a science fiction book titled The Last Christian. It was written by David Gregory, published in 2010. I just read it a little bit ago. It's a very interesting premise. The whole premise is, and let me just read you a short synopsis here. Christian missionary Abigail Caldwell emerges from the jungle for the first time in her 34 years, the sole survivor of a mysterious disease that killed her village. A curious message from her grandfather leads Abby to America, only to discover a nation where Christianity has completely died out. But a larger threat looms. The world's leading artificial intelligence industrialist has perfected a technique for downloading the human brain into a silicon form. Brain transplants have begun, and with them comes the potential of eliminating physical death altogether. This was written, 14 years ago? And that was before the big AI thing that we have going right now, ChatGPT and all of this big debate on artificial intelligence. But imagine, Colonel, you know, we've been talking about our poor memories, right? But if we can live to 2088, during when this book takes place, we can have a new brain, a silicon-based brain, and we'd have all of our memories. We would have all the intelligence that we had, plus we'd have neural implants and all kinds of stuff like that. We would never forget another meeting for the rest of our lives, and we'd have super intelligence, and we could just basically live forever. However, the catch in this novel, and I don't want to spoil it for people, but part of the price of this new brain in the novel is you no longer have communication with God. And I thought, wow, that is an interesting twist. I mean, theologically, I don't know how I, you know, come down on that, but it's just a very interesting novel. It's a long novel, but it's a really good read. The characters are believable. The storyline is fantastic, easy to follow. And it's a page turner, very exciting. So this is one book that I really recommend. You know, if you're not a Christian, if you're an atheist, you probably won't appreciate this because it's sympathetic towards Christianity. But that's something that I've noticed, you know, in the past several years, it is becoming less and less in fashion to be a Christian. And it's like we can see persecution starting to form. I mean, it, you know, it's like all other religions are protected. But if you're a Christian, you know, there are there's a stigma there now that didn't used to be there. And it's becoming quite unpopular. And this novel reveals where it could lead if it's not checked, Colonel.
That sounds interesting and scary. You know, if I get rebuild my brain, but how about my back and my legs?
Yeah, with all that intelligence, you know, synthetic and artificial intelligence and all that improvements and everything, I assume military intelligence will still remain intact.
It's a contradiction.
Yes, but
it's a contradiction.
But the border is still open.
Yeah. Thank you, Skip. You're good at coming up with these interesting books, and we're pretty good at picking on each other, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
And thank you, Gil, for joining the Front Lines of Freedom team. Thanks for joining the team. Thank you for your service to our nation. Skip, you're back on in a minute. Guys, we're done. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, it's time for a weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You're reporting for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Let's do some more push-ups. How about 64 this time? I want your Ranger ready. Then stand at ease. Silver has increased 24% over the past 15 months and is a solid financial investment. Silver is projected to continue its rise and is nowhere near its 2011 high of $49 an ounce. So there's still a lot of room for investment growth. Call 800-UCB-GOLD or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. Hey, I do a bit of coin collecting. Universal Coin was the dealer of the year for the American Numismatic Association. It's a great place to go to get coins and a great place to purchase silver and gold. Go to universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Do send your thoughts to me at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. What's the first one, Skip?
Well, Colonel, Peter, a Marine Vietnam vet, wants to know why we haven't hit back hard at the Iranian-backed rebels who killed our troops.
Peter, good question. All good Americans should be asking that question. Yeah, we're hitting back there. We don't know how hard or what they're hitting. So we should ask our congressmen and put them to work.
And Maria, a Navy mom, said first they shot at one of our ships, and now they've killed some of our troops, and we've done nothing. How can this be? My son is at risk, and we are not striking back.
Well, we are doing some strikes, and a pretty good number of them, but we just don't know the results. The whole world knows our nation lacks effective leadership. I hope we don't keep demonstrating that again and again. Okay, now it's time for military history. Take us there, Skip.
Well, Colonel, on 16 February 1804, during the First Barbary War, Lieutenant Stephen Decatur led a military mission that famed British Admiral Horatio Nelson called the most daring act of the age. In June 1801, President Thomas Jefferson ordered Navy vessels to the Mediterranean in protest of continuing raids against U.S. ships by pirates from the Barbary States, Morocco, Algeria, Tunis, and Tripolitania. After 2 years of minor confrontations in June 1803, a small expeditionary force attacked Tripoli Harbor. The U.S. frigate Philadelphia ran aground near Tripoli and was captured. We feared that the warship would be both a formidable addition to the Tripolitan Navy and a model for building future frigates. So, Lieutenant Stephen Decatur led a daring expedition into Tripoli Harbor to destroy the captured ship. Disguised as Maltese sailors, Decatur's force of 74 men sailed into Tripoli Harbor on a small two-mast ship. They approached the Philadelphia without drawing fire from the Tripoli shore guns, boarded the ship, and attacked its Tripolitan crew, capturing or killing all but two. After setting fire to the frigate, Decatur and his men escaped, suffering no losses. The Philadelphia exploded when its gunpowder reserve was lit by the spreading fire. 6 months later, Decatur returned to Tripoli Harbor as part of a larger American offensive and emerged as a hero again during the naval battle that saw hand-to-hand combat between the Americans and the Tripolitans.
Gee, that was harassing shipment in the Middle East. Are we doing that now?
Learn from history.
And on 14 February 1864, during the Civil War, Union General William Sherman entered Meridian, Mississippi. This served as a precursor to Sherman's March to the Sea. This often overlooked campaign was the first attempt by the Union at a total warfare, a strike aimed not just at military objectives, but also at the will of the Southern people. Sherman's goal was to destroy the rail center at Meridian and clear central Mississippi of Confederate resistance. After capturing Meridian, Sherman began to destroy the railroad and storage facilities. Sherman later wrote, quote, "For 5 days, 10,000 men worked hard and with a will in that work of destruction. Meridian, with its depots, storehouses, arsenals, hospitals, offices, hotels, and cantonments, no longer exist." Ultimately, Sherman failed to clear Mississippi of rebels, and the Confederates repaired the rail lines within a month. Sherman did learn how to live off the land, however, and learned how to strike a blow against the Southern civilian population. It was hoped that if the citizens were suffering, they'd press their government to end the war. He used that knowledge with devastating results in Georgia later that year.
And on 15 February 1898, a massive explosion of unknown origin sank the battleship USS Maine in Cuba's Havana Harbor, killing 260 of the fewer than 400 American crew members aboard. The Maine was one of our first battleships. Ostensibly on a friendly visit, the Maine had been sent to protect the interests of Americans there after a rebellion against Spanish rule broke out in Havana in January. An official Naval Court of Inquiry ruled in March that the ship was blown up by a mine without directly placing the blame on Spain. Much of the Congress and most Americans had little doubt that Spain was responsible and called for war. Subsequent diplomatic failures, coupled with our indignation over Spain's brutal suppression of the Cuban Rebellion and continued losses to American investment, led to the outbreak of the Spanish-American War in April 1898. Within 3 months, we had decisively defeated Spanish forces on land and sea, and in August, an armistice halted the fighting. The Treaty of Paris was signed between the U.S. and Spain, officially ended the war, and granted us our first overseas empire with the ceding of such former Spanish possessions as Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Philippines. In 1976, a team of American naval investigators concluded that the Maine explosion was likely caused by a fire that ignited its ammunition stocks, not by a Spanish mine or act of sabotage.
Oops.
Yeah, that's a big oops, Colonel.
And on 14 February 1962, President John Kennedy authorized U.S. military advisors in Vietnam to return fire if fired upon. Kennedy's comments acknowledged that our forces were involved in the fighting, but he wished to downplay any appearance of increased American involvement in that war. We did not send combat units to Vietnam until 1965.
And on 12 February 1973, the release of our POWs began in Hanoi as part of the Paris Peace Settlement. The return of POWs began when North Vietnam released 142 of 591 U.S. prisoners at Hanoi's Gia Lam Airport, part of what was called Operation Homecoming. The first 20 POWs arrived to a hero's welcome at Travis Air Force Base in California on 14 February. Operation Homecoming was completed on 29 March 1973, when the last of 591 U.S. prisoners were released and returned to the United States.
My wife and I were sponsoring a family of a POW, and we were there when he came back. That was exciting. And that's military history for today. Now it's time for the Self-Defense Report. Take us there, Skip.
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom believe strongly in your right to keep and bear arms for protection of yourself and your family. All across the country, violent crime is skyrocketing, and now, more than ever, Americans need to stand up and exercise their Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to get trained and ready to handle this growing threat. But if you're not, please look into it and learn what you can do to legally carry a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
This one's interesting. 24-year-old James Lewis Spencer grew impatient with the criminal justice system and took the law into his own hands when he tracked down a convicted pedophile, 37-year-old Sean Connery Showers, and he delivered his own brand of vigilante justice. Spencer contacted Showers while pretending to be a minor and got him to agree to meet him for sex. Instead, Spencer allegedly shot Showers several times as he was walking near his home. The man's body was found in a ditch. A judge set Spencer's bond at $250,000, and he remains in Harris County Jail. He faces life in prison if convicted.
Thanks, Colonel. Vigilantism is a sticky topic for many, and people seem to come down on both sides of the argument. For me personally, I don't advocate nor condone taking the law into your own hands. However, as a husband and father, I do understand the temptation to do so. Our society in general is experiencing seismic changes in how we view the justice system, and this story is affected by it. Last year, a woman stabbed her boyfriend 108 times and was sentenced to 2 years probation, while all across the country, murderers and violent offenders are being released without bail, only to hurt more people. Just last week, a group of illegal aliens beat up New York City cops and were released without bail, and were last seen flipping off the cameras as they walked free down the sidewalk. So yes, I do understand and experience the same frustration that many Americans are feeling right now. I can both empathize and sympathize with citizens who are sick and tired of a justice system that no longer does its job of protecting the innocent among us. But here's the thing. It's perfectly fine to get trained and armed in order to protect yourself and the ones we love, but it's not okay to hunt them down like deer and then snipe them as they walk away. Folks, these are unprecedented and historic times we're living in. But here's the thing. Get armed and get trained. Prepare. But it's very important that we also keep a cool head. Don't get frustrated and snap. While I have no sympathy for the pedophile who was murdered, and I agree that society is better off without Mr. Showers, I also see that murdering criminals is the wrong way to go about it. So, Frontlines of Freedom encourages all law-abiding citizens to relax, keep a cool head, and be ready for anything, because things are going to get worse before they get better.
I wish you were wrong, Skip, but I sure see it the way you do. Our movie of the month is Alternative Math. You can go to the Frontlines of Freedom website, go to the blog, and get the link and watch it for free. It's really cool. I'd appreciate getting your comments on the movie. Send them to me at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, former Space Force Lieutenant Colonel Matt Lohmeyer will discuss our nation's challenges. Former Border Patrol Chief Ron Vitello will then discuss the challenge on our southern border. And General Chris Petty will present the Battle of the Month. Our book, Frontlines of Freedom, with 19 authors, has the mission of helping all patriotic Americans step up and help our nation return to our traditional values of serving, not being served, of being shaped physically, mentally, and morally, of being proud of our nation. And it's now available in Spanish. You can purchase that book on frontlinesoffreedom.com or Amazon. Please help us get this call to action book into the hands of all Americans. And do get active in correcting our nation. Plug into Concerned Veterans for America. Go to cvafrontlines.com. That's cvafrontlines.com.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the front lines of freedom. Stand tall, be proud Americans, and join me next week for military and veteran information you will not get anywhere else on the front lines of freedom. Dismissed.